For 4 years, Northwest Nazarene University Assistant Professor Dale Hamilton has taken students out into the Idaho wilderness with drones to map burn areas damaged by wildfires. This summer, he'll go back out again, but with a different objective. They'll be using drones to map out Idaho's mining history. Dr. Hamilton joins us to talk about using drones to create mosaic images of the Gem State. We're also joined by student Brendan Peltzer. He's a senior there and a computer science major. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy to be here.
Professor Hamilton, the imaging of burn areas, how those images were used for the understanding of behavior of wildfires, and are they used for regrowth? How are they used? How has this work been used this past 4 years?
Well, the first thing that we're looking at there is using the very high-resolution imagery to see where did the fire burn and how severely did it burn. So in particular, one of the first things I want to say is we're dealing with the fire after it's out. This is not active fire because you've got the whole if you fly, we can't thing. So we're not around active fire. But then it's used for mitigation of danger to hydrologic features like creeks. Use it for looking at where there may be sedimentation issues. Drives a whole bunch of management decisions that the first step is, where did it burn? How severe did it burn?
Orthomosaic, that's a word I'm just learning right now. It's basically thousands of small pictures being put together to create, what, a square mile of topography. It sounds pretty meticulous. I imagine, Brendan, you're involved in some of this work.
Yes.
What do you do on the project?
So what we're doing is we're taking several images, often several hundred images, and we're laying them over each other to create one giant orthomosaic. So it's having it be in grids so that we can get lat-long information, different distances between them. And then we're using artificial intelligence and machine learning algorithms to try and get the drone to, for example, follow a linear feature, be able to find mine tailings, roads, or foundations, being able to do that so that an individual pilot doesn't have to do that on their own. We can train the programs to do it for us.
So this is an AI function? You can teach the drone to do this on their own?
Exactly. And what we're working with here is we're working with huge amounts of data, especially with the post-fire effects that we're dealing with. A lot of the ecologists that we're working with are used to 30-meter resolution, and what we're working with is half-a-meter resolution. So the data that we're using is insane, and one of the big things that we want to do is make sure that we're taking that big amount of data and getting useful information out of it. If we just drop gigabytes of data, raw data onto someone's desk, it's hard for them to pick out, and it's going to be very time-consuming. So that's where the artificial intelligence algorithms comes in, is we use those to get more useful information out of all that big data that we have.
Professor Hamilton, these aren't consumer-grade drones, right? These sound pretty advanced.
No, actually, we're flying DJI Phantoms and Inspires.
Okay.
The strength of it is getting that real high-resolution imagery, running it through a product we call Pix4D photogrammetry software. It creates the georeferenced orthomosaic. Georeferenced is every rock, every tree, we know the latitude, longitude of it. We can feed it into a geographic information system that then the land managers use. It's not the drone that's complex. It's the software that we're designing that's complex. Mm. I mean, you can pick up a Phantom at Best Buy for $1,500, probably less now.
So it's the brain power in these drones.
Exactly.
Well, we've enjoyed hearing about the NNU work over the past few years. Now, this summer, you'll be taking images again in the Boise Basin, the Boise National Forest, but this time mapping mining sites. Brendan, I heard you a moment ago say mining tailings. What do you look for that indicates an archaic mining site?
Well, what we're looking for is basically the big piles of rocks. And so we have imagery that and areas that we know, okay, there are mine tailings here or there are different things that we know to look for. And so our goal is to be able to fly those at most 400 feet. That's the highest that we can fly per FAA regulation. But since we're doing stuff that's lower to the ground, we can actually go lower and get higher resolution to get more detail out of those images in the pictures that we're looking at.
So the effects of mining, whatever they may be physiographically, your cameras can pick those up. Mm-hmm. So Dr. Hamilton, with all this, quote, insane data, how will this be used?
Well, the big thing to look at with this is as you get higher resolution imagery and you get more and more data involved, you get so much data, like Brendan was saying, that the humans have trouble dealing. We have to use the artificial intelligence to go down in at that real high resolution, latch hold of the actionable knowledge there, but then generalize back out to a resolution that's more usable to humans. Instead of the pixels being 5 centimeters, we bring it back out to maybe 1 meter, which now land managers can work with a little bit better. The other thing is going in and finding things that we haven't seen before. Example, we're talking about in archaeology. I was in a meeting with our collaborators at the Boise National Forest, and we'd been on a prescribed burn, and the archaeologists are going, hey, you know, we should have had us in there because that's an archaeological site. And so I said, hey, tell me, you know, whatever you know about the site so that I can look for stuff. And so they gave me a little bit of information. I went in, drilled in real close, and started looking through, and I went, wait, I've got something rectangular here. This looks like a foundation. Because the drone has a GPS on it, we know where it is. I called back to them and said, hey, this is the latitude longitude. I'm seeing something that looks like a foundation. What is it? And they went, we don't have any record of that. We found something. Well, it's not new. Someone knew that that was there at one time. The problem is they died a long time ago. So we're using 21st century technology to rediscover or to record 19th century history.
Boy, that's an answer that's just hiding in plain sight. That must have been a real aha moment for you when you connected that archaeologist with the work that you're doing.
Yes, yes.
We're speaking with Dr. Dale Hamilton. He's a Northwest Nazarene University professor of computer science and also one of his students, now a senior computer science major, Brendan Peltzer. We'd like to hear from you, as always, on the program. Hashtag us on Twitter at hashtag Idaho Matters. You can follow us on Facebook at Boise State Public Radio. So you're learning some things. When you describe to fellow students what real-life applications they can have, what are some of the things you tell them?
Well, some of the applications that we've been working with, like we said, post-fire effects and history. But what's really exciting to me is, going forward, the other applications that we have. The one that's really exciting to me, we have a student that's working on the biomedical side of this, not so much working with drone imagery, but the machine learning, artificial intelligence side, using the same tools that we're used to using in a different application of looking at prostate cancer images and being able to flag to a doctor, okay, this is a malignant tumor, this is a cancerous cell, something that oftentimes the doctor would overlook. Another one that NNU is working on is precision agriculture. So it's flying a drone and, say, if we're flying over an apple orchard or a cherry grove, being able to look at the imagery and look at individual pixels, and we know what a normal apple tree should look like, what a healthy one looks like. This one's a little bit different. The color on the leaves is different, something like that, to where something's going on that's affecting the health of this tree. So now we can go and put fertilizer there, be able to get to analyze what we're looking at using drones and artificial intelligence.
Brendan, are you ever surprised by what you find and you're like, whoa, whoa, back that camera up. What is that?
Yeah, that's happened to us before. Dale actually has a story about that, where we were working with the Boise National Forest and looking at an image, and they just happened to spot a right angle. And right angles don't usually happen in nature. So he was mentioning, oh, that looks like a foundation. And the individuals we were working with, they said, what foundation? We don't know anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
The important thing, though, for us is these are a variety of different areas of application for our students to explore one of the hottest areas of computer science, which is artificial intelligence and big data. It's a very fast-growing area, and our students are getting hands-on, cutting-edge research in that arena.
Well, I can't imagine that's cheap. Can you talk about the funding for these projects?
Actually, right now, the Boise National Forest is funding us at our research this summer. Actually, it's amazing when you get students who are going, it's important to me to get this on my resume, what you can accomplish for a very reasonable amount of money. In the past, that we're actually, this is our sixth round of funding. Our previous funding has actually been through NASA, which you think, oh, why is NASA involved with that? But remember, the A on NASA is aeronautics.
And in the time remaining, Brendan, I wanted to say a lot of people love flying drones. They might go to Camelsback Hill, but you get out in parts of Idaho people don't often see. What a thrill.
Yeah, that's something that I've loved, because I'm from Washington State. So coming to Idaho, I was like, this is a completely different climate from what I'm used to. I like forest environments. So being able to go on this, exploring different parts of Idaho that I'm not familiar with, going into the climate that I love to hike, being outdoors is awesome. It's just a great opportunity for me. Sometimes I'm in shock that I get paid to do this. It is so much fun, and I'm just loving every minute of it.
Well, it's great to hear from you. Student Brendan Peltzer, along with Dr. Dale Hamilton, Assistant Professor of Computer Science at Northwest Nazarene University. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.